Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Seven Lakes Podcast. I'm the AV production teacher, Mr. Kolkman, and we're going to visit today with some of today's teenagers and just get their thoughts on what's the teenage life like these days. And so let's go around and each one of you tell us your first name.
Well, my name is Austin.
I'm McKenna.
I'm Sophia.
I'm Rihanna.
And I'm Levi.
And tell us what grade you're in.
I'm Austin, and I'm in 10th grade.
I'm in 11th grade.
9th.
I'm in 9th as well.
I'm also in 9th.
All right. So first question today, guys. What do y'all do in your spare time? What do you do when you're not here at school?
I mean, a lot of it is just more schoolwork after school. That takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, homework takes up a lot of your free time when you're in high school.
Homework and, like, studying a lot.
A lot of homework.
Yeah, it's like
you go to school and then you keep doing school.
And like, it's like after you're done with homework, like, what do y'all do? Like,
honestly, after I'm done with homework, I'm, like, done for today. I just go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm normally just, like, drained. Just, like, relax.
Yeah, I guess. Just I lay in bed and I go on my phone until I fall asleep.
Yeah, same. I either, like, read a bit, text my friends, or watch some TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, recently I've been, like, cooking and, like, pasta and, like, chicken and stuff.
Oh, I like cooking pasta. But cook. Pasta has a lot of, like, versatility in how you can cook it.
Yeah. Pasta's great.
We love pasta.
So what do you guys find yourself doing over the summer when you don't have schoolwork to do?
I normally take time to, like, indulge in my hobbies and stuff, like music and writing, you know, because I have more time to work on things like that.
Yeah, and then I also, like, play a lot of video games, and I hang out with my friends a lot.
Yeah, over the summer, last summer, I played a lot of video games and slept a lot, too, so that was fun. Yeah.
The sleep is good over the summer. Like, you don't get that much sleep.
I slept until, like, 5 p.m. once. That's my insane. Parents sent my brother to check if I was breathing.
Is she alive in there?
No, like, even if I'm tired, I wouldn't sleep till 5 p.m. ever in my life. That's, like, too much time wasted.
If I'm not woken up, I don't wake up.
Dude, no. Same. I, like, naturally wake up at, like, 9 a.m. max. Like, that's, like, the most I'd ever sleep alone.
I mean, I, like, try and go out every day and, like, do stuff. So, like, I hope I get out of bed before 5 p.m.
Yeah.
and, like, I don't know, I'll go to, like, La Sentara or something.
Yeah, La Sentara is the main place I go when I hang out with people. Because it's, like, I don't know. Because Katy Mills has a lot of things, but it's mainly, like, for shopping and clothes and stuff. La Sentara is, like, you're outside. So it's, like, better in a way.
All right. So what challenges are there for people your age and our society today?
I guess finding time for a job could be a big problem, because if you're at school all day, then you might not have enough time for a job.
And you want a job because?
Well, when you get a car, you have to pay for gas and stuff, right? So
money.
You need money.
I'd say that one struggle is balancing mental health with, like, our everyday life in school, because I've noticed, especially, like, my friends, they're very, like, unmotivated to start planning for their future and doing all their schoolwork because they just don't have it in them. They just, like, want to be left alone and stuff. Yeah, like, and it's hard because these are the important years. Like, we have 4 years left until college. Like, these are important years and everyone's just depressed.
Yeah, like, a lot of my friends, I asked to hang out with them, and they're like, no, I'm too tired to hang out. And I'm like, okay. And then that's, like, every single time. They're always tired. So that's kind of, like, they're all drained from school.
So I guess, like, the biggest challenge would be, like, schoolwork and, like, homework.
Yeah, and just balancing schoolwork and having, a healthy relationship with schoolwork, because you don't want to, like, spend all your time doing it. But if you don't spend enough time doing it, your grades are going to get, like, be bad, and that's not good for your future.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they're like, grades kind of directly correlate with their mental health. Like, it when they they're doing good. Like, yeah, I have good grades. Everything's fine. And then they start failing and they're like, oh God, everything's horrible. I'm going to cry. Everything sucks. Like,
your life could be going very good except your grades. And then you think your life is going terrible because your grades are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, you spend most of your time doing schoolwork. So when you get bad grades, it's really bad.
And also, like, a lot of people's parents are also a big factor in that because, like, a lot of people's parents push them to unrealistic standards. And it's hard to, like, maintain all A's all the time.
Yeah.
Like, not impossible, but it's, like, really hard.
There's, like, definitely a lot of pressure from, like, parents and family.
Yeah.
And going on to the third question, what do you wish that the world would know or understand about what people your age are going through today?
Like, I feel like a lot of older people, like, they don't understand that, like, times have changed and that the kids in this generation aren't growing up in the same way that maybe older people grew up when they were kids, and the conditions are very different and society is very different, and obviously people aren't going to turn out the same way. And I feel like there's a lot of kind of negativity towards that. So I feel like if they can just understand that things are different now.
Yeah, like, a lot of things aren't done traditionally anymore. There's, like, a lot of different ways to do a lot of different things. And I feel like a lot of people who were born, like, years ago kind of see, a teenager doing something non-traditionally, and they think that in a negative light. And it's, like, not always negative, because doing something non-traditionally might not always mean it's bad.
I've noticed that, like, a lot of the older generations think that we are, like, stupid, and we're, like, young, and we don't know what we're talking about, and therefore, like, our opinions and thoughts about stuff aren't exactly valid because we're too young to know what we're talking about. But I don't think adults realize how frustrating it is for a teenager to hear that their thoughts and opinions won't be taken seriously because of our age.
Yeah,
because
if you think about it, you're going to be an adult in 4 years anyway. So if you're not, like, mature enough to form your own opinions right now, what are you going to do when you get into the real world?
Yeah, maybe what adults don't realize is that you guys have access to so much more information at your fingertips than they did when they were young.
Yeah, like, before, if you needed to know something, you either had to have it memorized or have to look at, like, a textbook or something. Now it's, like, you can stretch things out really easily. Yeah, and also, like, a lot of old people see, like, social media and stuff as a bad thing. Because, I mean, and it can be a bad thing. Like, you can get addicted to it. But it's also, like, you can communicate, like, instantly now. As before, you had to, like, call someone through a landline or whatever. So there's a lot of benefits that a lot of people are, like, overlooking.
I feel like I would also want people to know, to, like, give us time and not rush us all the time. I mean, like, I always feel, like, rushed to do stuff and, like, rushed to do this and that. Like, balance school and, like, balance, like, my home life. And, like I just want a little bit more time.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. I feel like, or me at least, I'm always, if I'm not doing school, I'm always, like, dealing with something. Like, whether it be, like, a family thing or friend drama or whatever. And when I try, like, to just kind of say, this day I'm not going to do anything, like, either my grades end up, like, something happens with my grades, or something happens with a friend group, or something happens with something. So it's always, like, I wish we just had, like, one day of the week where we, like, no homework, no nothing. Just, you could do whatever you wanted.
Yeah, weekends are supposed to be for that, but most of my teachers still give homework over the weekend.
Like, if I don't do any homework over the weekend, I'm, like, screwed when Monday hits, because I won't be able to do it. I won't be able to do it all on Monday.
Yeah, it is true that I think kids today, they have a lot more options to do a lot more different things, and it's so easy to get busy, much easier than it used to be. So, guys, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Kind of think into the future, project, you know, you'll be in your mid-20s, just finishing up college, kind of getting set somewhere, maybe on a career track. I know it's tough because even when you go to college, you change your major. But at this point in time, what are some things that you think look cool for you to do in about 10 to 15 years?
I definitely hope I'm a billionaire.
Wouldn't we all like that?
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I think having like a steady income would be nice. Yeah, billions would be okay.
Yeah, like like for me, I don't need to be like super rich, but as long as I'm not struggling to pay rent and stuff, I think I should be fine. I also like see myself like having some sort of degree by that point, because a degree, like a lot of people say, you don't need a degree, but a degree is important, not really for the job, but for the experience that you get through getting one, because it's good.
I always wanted to do something in music, but I understand that's not really a stable career path, and I kind of need enough money to support basic human life, so probably something more stable would be good.
What would be your dream music job?
Just like a musician, you know, a little solo guitarist doing little songs, little sing songs.
As a child, I always wanted to become a singer, but that's kind of a hard career.
Yeah. I mean, you have the name.
I have the name, yes.
I mean, I always wanted to be like a director of some sort. Like, I always wanted to be behind the camera.
That's my dream job. I'm looking into getting to film school.
Yeah, and like I always wanted to like create something. So yeah.
Yeah, same. I always wanted to be like a movie director, but then like that's like it's so risky. So
yeah.
Yeah, like I'm planning to be like a music education major, which that could also be kind of risky. So like what I might do is even like double major in something. Like I could major in music ed and something else that can help me, like my plan B if music doesn't work out.
Yeah, I want to become like a film director, but as she said, it's like a risky career. So my backup, I'm actually not really sure what my backup is. I'm considering a lawyer, which is kind of funny because normally that's someone's first pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money in law. There's a lot of money, but it's like a big compromise to be in law. It's like,
yeah, but my parents said they can see me in law because I'm an argumentative person. And I don't take crap from nobody.
That's what my mom tells my little brother. He's probably going to be a lawyer someday.
Yeah, I can see you in like a suit. Well, you see, sir, my client is actually innocent because this, this, and this. I see that.
Your Honor. My mom said she sees me as a divorce lawyer.
That's so funny.
It sounds like your mom's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah. She does.
Wait, but do y'all plan to go to like a normal college, or do y'all, like any of y'all have your like sites in like an Ivy League school
or even a trade school or anything else?
I just want to go to Austin Film School, and if not that, I'm considering studying in the Netherlands because I'm Dutch, so I already know the language, and I have family there too, so I could live with one of them for college, and college is really cheap.
So in their language, will you tell us how you feel about your career path? Say, I want to be a film director, and for this reason, but say it in Dutch.
Ik wil een filmregisseur zijn als ik ouder ben, omdat ik het altijd super leuk vond om films te maken en verhaaltjes te tellen. En toen ik klein was, had ik een YouTube-kanaal en die vond ik altijd super leuk.
Yeah, okay, translate.
How am I just now learning this about you?
Basically, I was saying since I was a kid, I've liked telling stories and making like films, and I used to have a YouTube channel when I was a child.
How much subs did it have?
I don't remember. No, like 15.
Like 15.
Wow, you were famous. Whoa.
Okay, guys, any closing thoughts on our little conversation about being, you know, a teenager in today's world?
I mean, just like give us all time. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say like give us all time, but don't like baby us either. Like treat us like people. Don't treat us like fragile little things or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's like we're competent, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I may not look like it, but I have something going on up in there.
Something.
Definitely something.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, guys.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.